Players ready? Play. Hello and welcome. I'm the 15th seed. Thank you for your company. I'm in Acapulco, Mexico, and my tournament is already at an end. Another disappointing loss. Halfway through the early US hard court swing, and really need to turn things around. Had a first up win against Max Purcell. That was good. Australian, mainly a doubles player. Certainly a good singles player in his own right, but his reputation really is as an elite doubles player, and probably not surprising from the way that he plays. I mean, competent serve, sliced backhand, comes to the net, plays the angles, and competes really, really well, as most of the Aussies do. He doesn't win or lose matches off his own racket. He leaves that to his opponent. And, you know, whether you're playing well or badly will dictate the outcome of the match. And frankly, he had me in the first set because of my far too many unforced errors and an erratic service game. So into the first set, which I've lost, I've given myself a good talking to. Message to myself, don't give the game away. Yes, I want to control the match. I want to be in charge, but not to the point of just gifting him points. So I dug in, played much better, broke his serve, and after that was able to power through the match. In fact, I won the last set 6-love. So I think once I'd broken him once in the last set, the writing was on the wall. So that was a good and comfortable win, so I was pleased with that. This set up a meeting with Dominik Kepfer of Germany. Makes a good living on the circuit, has had a good year, may not have taken some huge scalps, but wins lots of matches. Our lefty. Plays from miles behind the baseline, and a typical left in the sense you've got that wide swinging serve to the backhand court and sets up the 1-2, so you get the ball back and then he hits you with the cross-court forehand. Good competitor, really dogged sort of a competitor. And but what I have to say at the outset is, he's either the greatest fashion guru on the tour, or he got dressed in the dark. I mean, he's turned up, seriously. He's got a patchwork-coloured T-shirt, blue shorts. He's got burgundy-brown shoes and black wristbands. I mean, seriously, he was unbelievable. I think it was the first time that I've actually appreciated the Wimbledon rules of predominantly white. But when I overcame that shock, I didn't overcome Dominik. Again, look, it was my second match in a row where I've made a really poor start. I've just got to be better than that. I've got to be switched on from the start, as Dominik was. I mean, he showed me how to focus from the get-go, and that's the takeaway, one of the lessons that I really got to learn. And frankly, he kept it going. I mean, kudos to him. I mean, you know, I'm down a set, and here I am, 5-all juice on my serve, and staring down a straight sets defeat. Fortunately, held serve, and then played a good game. I broke his serve. I was pleased with that. I think I was reasonably assertive, but I suspect he dropped off a little bit, became a touch more conservative, and it really doesn't take much to change a match. A couple of points here or there, and I was able to take the second set. And when I did that, I actually thought, I'm on my way. I actually backed myself at the third set. I was sitting there at the changeover thinking, righto, bang, level peggings, whoever wins this set wins it. And then for reasons that are unclear to me, I lost my way. And then everything just became a struggle. Errors upon errors. The more I tried to force the issue, play on my terms, The more I became erratic, the more Dominic just dug in, and it just went from bad to worse. And I'd have to say this is a self-inflicted loss, and that's not to detract in any way from Dominic. He was great. It was a totally deserved win. He had the attitude that I need to have. I didn't play like a top 20 player. He did. So I think the match was summed up, if you just want sort of one example of the match, double faulted on the match point. I mean, that's weak. Not to even make him win the match, to have to hit the winner to take me out, was just frankly unacceptable. So the end of Delray Beach the other week, I said I lacked fight. And Acapulco this week, I lacked fight again. And I don't say that because I lost. It's how I lost. I can take losses, but it's how you lose them. And it's the second performance in 2 weeks where I really haven't in any way deserved my ranking. It's frustrating because I believe I'm better than that. I actually believe I've got the game. I'm just lacking the application. And I don't know whether it's because this part of the year is not my favourite part of the tennis calendar, but I've got to get over it. I mean, the reality is, Brad Gilbert would say, you've got to win ugly. You've got to find ways to win. You've just got to get over it. You've got to do what it takes to win. And here I go, second week, second tournament in a row, where I just haven't achieved it. And I'm exceptionally disappointed, I have to say, and I'm exceptionally disappointed with myself. Not the only one in this category. It's been a funny sort of a tournament. First round, Alexander Zverev lost to Daniel Altmaier, and Altmaier can play. Tommy Paul, who's been so hot on form at the moment, lost to Jack Draper, but Jack Draper can play. I mean, he really is a serious player, one to keep an eye on. Taylor Fritz, who's been on red-hot form, lost to Amaldi first round, and Amaldi can play, but I suspect that there was a fair bit of Fritz fatigue there. And the other one is Felix Auger-Aliassime, lost to Cabali, who I talked about the other week, who I actually thought was a very good player, and he's shown that this week. So it just shows that. I mean, the whole point of this is you can be, you know, a top 20 player, but anybody in the top 100 can beat you if you're not on your game. You drop 5, 10%, the rest of the field are good enough players that they will beat you. All right? What I think was also fascinating, though, was an observation, which is other than Jack Draper, who, as I said, is a star, Altmaier, Cabali, Analdi, all lost in the next round. It is just so hard to back up, either tournament to tournament, but match to match, set to set. And here's, I think, a classic example of it. And it's what makes the top 10 players, that they can just churn it out. They have a good win, and they'll go on and turn up the next time and play just as well. The guy who has the, you know, career, you know, defining win finds it very difficult to front up the next day. Summary, prize money, $32,000. Points, 50, that's good. Self-assessment, I was going to give myself not high marks, but that's selling others short. 6 out of 10, just a tournament. Thoughts, lost opportunity, disappointing. Lack of fight, got to do better. I've got two tournaments left in this part of the tennis season, and they're the big ones, Indian Wells and Miami. So I really need to show something in those tournaments. So that'll be my mindset. I'll go away. I'll get out of Acapulco, get down to US, probably California, for a little while before I actually get to Indian Wells, because it's such a punishing thing. I will have to acclimatise when I get there, but I'll spend some time elsewhere. So in closing, I want to congratulate Dominic Kepfer. He was far too good for me. No excuses, far too good, and wish him well for the rest of his year. And until I get to you down in Indian Wells, what I say is thank you, ball players. Thank you, Hawkeye.